Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Glynn. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Narlski now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive towards third. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is hit by the pitch. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen is walked intentionally. Doby moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Narlski moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 2 in the game. Narragon hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 2 in the game. Narlski bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Glynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Schirmlawler. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marsh moves to second. Early Wynn now pitching. Jim Hegan now catching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Marsh moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Glynn. Marsh scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.